Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 4, we were talking about Jesus making the Jews and Christians one body in heaven. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 11 through 16, we read this: Wherefore remember that ye, being in the times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Now notice what he's saying there. Okay, here's, you are Gentiles on the one side. And then he's saying on the other side was the Old Testament Jew with the covenants that I had. There's two different walls. Me, Jesus, I'm the chief cornerstone, so to speak. I'm the one between you two walls. I'm the one that where you two walls meet. Gentiles, you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. You were strangers to the covenant of promise. You didn't have any hope. But now you're made nigh. How? By the blood of Christ. And so he's made these two different ones one. He's broken down that partition that stood between us and Israel. He abolished in his flesh the enmity of the law of commandments. And he made of twain, the two different ones, one new man. Now, there are some that read that passage and they take it to mean that God no longer honors Israel and that all those promises of the millennium, of the restoring into the land doesn't pertain to Israel, and that we have replaced Israel. No, it doesn't teach that at all. We have not replaced Israel. He's made of Israel and us one. And in the millennium, those through the 12 tribes will be ruling in Israel. God is restoring the land of Israel, and those who love Israel and bless Israel, God will bless, and those who curse Israel, God will curse. I get fearful for my country when our leaders start honoring the enemies of Israel and don't back Israel as they once did. Then's when it's time to start looking for problems financially, as well as in the weather. And then, brutally, whether it's through war, terrorism, or what have you. And folks, don't ever look at God making this one as changing the promises of the Old Testament. God made an everlasting covenant with them. And God does not break his promises. And so one day Israel will be restored. And my friend, what is back in Israel today is not what Christ is going to do in the millennium. However, don't work against the Jew, because the truth is still there, that God loves those that love Israel, and he curses those that curse Israel. So, my friend, watch out for these false prophets that mislead you in this area. Now, we have a second passage here, Hebrews 11, 39 and 40. Now, remember, Hebrews chapter 11 has been speaking concerning the Old Testament saints. And it says, and all these, or these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Now, they, Old Testament, without us, New Testament, or New Covenant, will not be made perfect. That tells us that we New Covenant people are not perfect without them of the Old Covenant, and those Old Covenant people are not complete without us of the New Covenant. God is going to make one of both. But in the history of man, he still has promises to Israel. And those promises he will keep. And when he names 12 tribes, when he puts the mark on the 12,000 of each tribe in Revelation chapter 7, it's not going to be 12 different nations of the Gentiles. And he's not symbolically speaking of the United States as the new Israel, okay? Nor of the old land over there. So please, don't look at yourself as I have replaced Israel because God now has given up on Israel and has chosen us. That smacks of elitism, of pride. Anytime one group exalts itself over another group, it's headed for a fall. And pride goes before destruction. And when you begin to exalt yourself over others, you're headed in the wrong direction. The way of the Word is the way we should walk. Now, they without us are not complete. Now, let's look at one other passage. This is during the life of Christ in John chapter 10, verse 15 through 19. Jesus says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Who are the sheep? Well, that's Israel. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Well, this fold is Israel. Who are the other sheep? That's Gentiles. Now notice what he says about us. Them, the Gentiles, also having the idea of inclusion, not separate from, but inclusion with, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold. Not a fold replacing another fold, but there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. And there was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. Now, understand, here we see again that Jesus Christ talking about bringing two folds and making them one. Why did the Jews in Acts 22 want to stone Paul? Why did they want him to die? Because he told them that God sent him to the Gentiles. It's at that point they raised a ruckus. You see, the Jews back in that day got this Calvinistic approach of, we are the elected, we are the called, not you Gentiles. And God has just given us a special call. And God did give them a special call. I'm a pastor. God has given me a special call. And I praise God for that call. But that doesn't make me a better person than anyone in my church. God has called all saved people to be witnesses to a lost and dying world. Israel dropped the ball on that. Kept it for themselves. And you're committing the same sin as Israel when you don't witness. What would make you think then that God would exalt you and not Israel if you're committing the same sin as Israel, especially when you have the example of Israel. You've got a greater light than Israel because you saw what God did to them. Don't exalt yourself. Jesus will remove that middle wall and make all one. We're also told here they are clothed in white raiment in verse 4 here of Revelation 4. This is the righteousness of Christ with which we are clothed. In Ephesians 5:25-27, we read, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Now, so often that is used for the home, and it's a good passage used for the home, but that's not the primary emphasis there. That's only secondary. The primary emphasis is that this is about Christ and the relationship that he has with the church, the local church even, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And the goal of Jesus Christ and his family is to make the church a sanctified, cleansed, and holy place where the word of God continually flows throughout, where it's about the word and not about us and our flesh and our entertainment. And he's trying to make it a clean and pure church without blemish. He wants it to be holy. By the way, holy is not a relative term. What holiness means to me may mean something different to someone else. No, holiness is God's way, and it's not relative, not at all. And anybody that tells you that knows not the Scripture. Now, there is nothing about heaven that is unattractive for the believer. Do not feel sorry for anyone who has gone on before. However, they don't have right now the glorified body that we'll have in those robes. In Revelation 19:8, and to her, speaking of the believer, was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. You say, okay, those are my righteousnesses, my works. No, all of our righteousnesses are filthy rags in the sight of God. If I'm dressed in my righteousnesses, I would have less than a miniskirt, okay? And so, listen, we're going to be fully clothed in robes of righteousness. But when one reads Philippians 3:9-10, the apostle says, not having my righteousness, but the righteousness which is of Christ. So we are clothed in his righteousness in heaven. Our works determines reward, but not how we are clothed. I want clothed in the righteousness of Christ, not in my righteousness, which is as filthy rags. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.